This is where the Lowcountry starts the day informed.
Because I like to know what went on overnight when I was sleeping.
Traffic and weather on the fives. The news you need to know and a perspective you can't find anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Good morning to you. Well, it appears we made it to another Friday, which is great news. It's Blaze in this morning. Kelly's on vacation. She'll be back on Tuesday. You're stuck with me in the meantime. I came across this video that I wanted to share with you. Obviously, I can't show you the video part, but I certainly can play you the audio. And the audio is more important than the video part. So there's this guy that calls himself Alex the Comic on Instagram, and I wasn't able to find him on Instagram. I found this video, and then I tried looking him up. I couldn't find him. He says on the video, I'm a comic, Alex the Comic on Instagram, and he's cruising down a street. It's kind of hard to tell where it is. It's a downtown area. From the comments, they're saying that it's in, Vancouver, or it's in Canada somewhere in BC, according to the comments anyway. And but he's cruising through this downtown area in the passenger seat of a car. And he's got a bullhorn, and he's shouting things out the window of the car as they're cruising through this downtown area. Here, take a listen.
Everybody, there's no need to question authority. Everything on the TV is always true. The government would never lie or manipulate you for any reason. Just trust the TV, keep wearing those masks. Just 14 more years to flatten the curve, everybody, and we'll be back to normal. You're all doing a great job. Thank you for your service. We love you. There's no need to question anything, sir. The government loves you. They're never going to lie to you about anything. Just keep wearing those masks, and everything will be great. You're all doing a great job. Thanks for cooperating. No need to question the narrative. Just trust your government. Trust the media. Do what you're told. There's no need to question anything that we're being told. P.S. Vaccines are extremely good for your health. There's no need to question vaccines. There's no need to worry why the government wants to inject you with heavy metals. No need to concern yourselves with anything. The government absolutely 100% loves you and wants you to be healthy and happy. So there's no need to think for yourselves. Just do what you're told, everybody. Do what you're told. Do what the media tells you. Believe what the media tells you. Believe what the government tells you. The government is your friend. Trust the government. Trust mainstream media. They 100% love you. Vaccines are good for your health. Social distancing is good for your health. Not hugging. Don't hug anyone. Don't love anyone. Just stay away from strangers. Be afraid of other people. And that's what's going to keep you safe. Just isolate yourself. Don't get any sunshine. Just lock yourself in your basements. Live your lives in fear and stay away from strangers. And this will all be over.
Live your lives in fear. So obviously it's satire. He even says at one point, it goes on and on and on, that it's satire. And, he's doing political commentary there. Well, some guy did not take to that too well and comes running up and starts throwing punches through the window of the car at him. And he was pretty quick in his seat. He swung around and got in the kicking pose to kind of push him off. And the guy backed off and then came back and tried to punch him again through the windows. And he did the same thing. And then he picks up his bike, this bystander that they passed on the street, and starts slamming his bike into the side of the vehicle, ends up smashing the car window out, and just goes nuts on this comedian over what you just heard, over this satire, over this political commentary. I'm telling you, people are going crazy out there. And this guy could just not even take hearing the satire of the situation that we're in. Live your lives in fear and go stay in the basement and the government loves you. And no need to question the narrative. Believe the mainstream media. Believe the government. No need to question it. They all love you. No need to question why they want to inject you with heavy metals. I mean, I thought it was very funny. Obviously, this bystander did not. I would say that 99% likely he falls on the left side of the political spectrum because he was so triggered. He came up, started throwing punches, took his bike, smashed the car window out, and went completely nuts. That's the kind of world we live in these days.
Unlike the dinner table, you can always talk politics on the Kelly Golden Show. Taking your calls now at 721-TALK on 94.3 WSC.
Friday morning here on 94.3 WSC, blazing the air chair. So NBC News anchorman Lester Holt was awarded the Edward R. Murrow Lifetime Achievement Award in Journalism from Washington State University this week. Here's what he had to say about journalism. Lester says it's become clearer that fairness is overrated. Oh, really? Before you run off and tweet that headline, let me explain a bit, he said. The idea that we should always give two sides equal weight and merit does not reflect the world we find ourselves in. That the sun sets in the west is a fact. Any contrary view does not deserve our time or attention. You won't have to look far to find more current and relevant examples. And then noted misinformation about the 2020 election and COVID-19. So he's saying that anything that goes against the narrative about the 2020 election or COVID-19 is going against the fact that the sun sets in the west. Not quite, Lester. It's a fact that the sun sets in the west. And it might be a fact that Joe Biden's now our president, but it's not a fact that there was no cheating in that election. It's not a fact. Everything that's come out about COVID-19, far from it. We still don't know the facts. Listen to Fauci ping-ponging around with everything he's had to say about it. So it's kind of scary to me that Lester Holt would say that. And it reminds me of Dan Rather years ago on the... he was on the witness stand. I don't remember what the case was, but they had asked him, do you know this as a fact? And his reply was, well, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck. Well, you know what? It's your job to find out if it's a duck or not. Not to just assume it's a duck because it looks like one and quacks like one. So I don't know what's wrong with these media people and why they find themselves so far on the left. But they do. And Lester Holt, Edward R. Murrow Lifetime Achievement Award winner, says it's become clearer that fairness is overrated.
We prepare you for the day ahead with traffic and weather on the Fives and news you need to know. Back to the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Hey, I hope you're having a good morning so far. It's Blaze. Kelly's on vacation until Tuesday. So President Trump was interviewed for the first time on camera since leaving office by his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, for her podcast called The Right View. Of course, it was immediately dropped by Facebook and other social media sites. I happened to watch it before they blocked it. A lot of the media, in telling the story, says bizarre interview. They frame it like that. And I watched it. It was anything but bizarre. But he had some very interesting things to say. He said that they're thinking about doing a Trump rally soon, a mega rally, to let everybody know that there's hope in the future. So wouldn't that be something if all of a sudden former President Trump starts holding mega rallies again? I wonder how many people would be showing up to them. I think the left thinks that they've fully discredited him and blocked him, and it would be interesting to see how true that is and how many people would show up at a mega rally if he held one. He also said when Lara asked him if there was hope that he would run in 2024, here's what he said.
You do have hope. We love our country, this country. We all owe a lot to our country, but now we have to help our country. And we were there. We were so good. What we did with Iran, what we did with China, mm-hmm. We were all set to do some great things. And then you see what's going on right now. China treated our representatives last week with such, in Alaska, with such mm-hmm. tremendous disrespect. They never talked to me that way. You look at North Korea. I got along with Kim Jong-un. And for 4 years, we had no problem. I mean, I was told by President Obama and everybody else that North Korea was our biggest problem. We're going to end up in war with North Korea if that group stayed in. And for 4 years, we had no problem with North Korea. Now, all of a sudden, you see the problem is starting again. No, we have a great country. We have to help our country.
So former President Trump says there is hope that he will run in 2024 again and that he just very well may start holding mega Trump rallies again sometime here in the near future. I'd like to see the results of that and how many people show up for those. He has also announced the launch of the official website of the 45th President of the United States. That's the name of it, the official name, the official website of the 45th President of the United States. And and said that the former first couple is, quote, continually strengthened by the enduring spirit of the American people and looks forward to staying in touch. The website, 45office.com, contains a page summarizing the Trump's time in the White House, as well as another page where supporters can submit comments to the former president because he's blocked from social media. So you can go to this website, 45office.com, and send him your messages, request personalized greetings, or even book the president and the former first lady for private events. A message on the website homepage states, through this office, President Trump will remain a tireless champion for the hardworking men and women of our great country and for their right to live in safety, dignity, prosperity, and peace. So it looks like President Trump is not going anywhere anytime soon, much to the chagrin of the left, who have tried everything in their dirty bag of tricks to destroy this guy. And they still can't seem to shut him up. So I really want to see how many people are going to, you know, how much damage has been done and how many people would show up at a mega rally if he starts holding those again. I find it pretty funny. And he's been quiet for a while. And I think he's been giving the Biden administration enough rope to hang themselves and kind of point out, you know, the hypocrisy of it all. So we'll see what happens with that. If you want to check out his website, go to 45office.com. I wish I could tell you where you could find the interview with him, with Lara Trump's The Right View. But everywhere I looked, it was blocked already. I happened to watch it and just started recording it for that one piece. I got dragged away for something, and by the time I got back to it, no longer available.
She says what you're thinking. Back to the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Hey, it's Blaze in this Friday morning with you. 721-TALK, 721-8255 is the number to the studio. So we started talking about this yesterday, and then we got kind of sidetracked. So Joe Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan, his $2 trillion infrastructure plan, that, by the way, is going to be left to our kids and grandkids to pay for. Remember shovel-ready jobs? Remember the last time they did this under the Obama administration? You know, we're going to go spend all this money and we're going to have these great shovel-ready jobs. We're going to transform the economy and have good jobs, or what they frame as good jobs. So what's in this package? $174 billion to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations, electrify 20% of school buses, and electrify the federal fleet, including the U.S. Postal Service vehicles. $100 billion to upgrade the resilience of our power grid and move to clean electricity. Have you seen the new CARTA buses around town? I was behind one the other day. Great big letters on the back. It says, clean energy, zero emissions. And we started getting into this yesterday. What is, what in fact is clean energy? Is there any such thing as clean energy? I found this on the Green Mountain Energy website. It says, it's a sad fact that most of the electricity in the United States is made from dirty, polluting, non-renewable sources, such as fossil fuels. In fact, generating electricity is the number one industrial cause of air pollution in the U.S., creating more CO2 emissions than any other sector in increasing the effects of climate change. So then it doesn't make very much sense to move to electric vehicles and all that if that's the case. If you're burning fossil fuels, coal, things like that, damming up rivers and all of that, or nuclear even. To run electric vehicles. So according to the left's narrative, that doesn't really go hand in hand, right? So it says here, clean energy, on the other hand, is 100% pollution free. So you see, it's all right. It's produced using naturally replenished and virtually inexhaustible sources like the sun and wind. That sounds so much better, doesn't it? So much cleaner. Best of all, it can have a positive impact on the effects of climate change. So there you go. That's what it's all about. So, you know, climate change is the Trojan horse to switch to their Democrat socialist utopia. And we went into this yesterday. So how clean is clean energy? Well, with these windmills, Do you know how many gallons of oil they use to lubricate these windmills? Up to 60 gallons in each of these windmills. The windmills they stick out in the water, the windmills they put on farmland. And do you think that any of those things leak any of that 60 gallons of oil? And what did it take to produce those 60 gallons of oil? What did it take to produce the materials to build all those windmills? I believe they're made out of aluminum and steel, right? And what happens to them when they're no longer, when they're decommissioned, when they're no longer useful, when they're worn out? Well, I read a huge article that says they can't be recycled. So they all go into a landfill. So this clean energy, you know, 100% clean, renewable energy, it's just kind of another lie. It's another con. And it's, like I said, a Trojan horse to upend our economy and switch to one in which they have more control over, and one in which they can roll that Trojan horse in, and then out comes the all these socialistic policies. All their utopia they think that we're going to live in if we all adopt their ideology.
Knowledge is contagious. No protective equipment required. Back to the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Change, change, change.
Change, change, change.
It's a chain of fools, isn't it? 721-TALK, 721-8255 is the number to the 94.3 WSC studios. It's blazing this morning. So I was talking about President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plan, otherwise known as the Green New Deal. Make no mistake about it. That's exactly what it is. Remember when AOC said that they have to retrofit every building in the United States in order to achieve their goals under the Green New Deal? So what else is in this infrastructure plan? How about $213 billion to produce, preserve, and retrofit more than 2 million affordable houses and buildings? And by affordable, they mean government subsidized, right? It's not affordable houses for, you know, for most people, for most working people. It's government subsidized houses that they're talking about. $100 billion to upgrade and build new schools. $18 billion to modernize Veterans Affairs hospitals and clinics. Actually, I have no problem with that part of it. $10 billion for federal buildings. $400 billion to expand long-term care services under Medicaid. $180 billion invested in research and development projects, $300 billion for manufacturing, including funds for the computer chip sector, improved access to capital and investment in clean energy and through federal procurement, $100 billion for workforce development. So they're actually giving credits for the development of clean energy and taking away the energy credits that allowed us to become independent. Energy independent. We are no longer here coming up. We're coming up on that threshold where after, you know, closing down the pipeline project and taking away these tax breaks and other things, we're no longer going to be energy independent. We're going to have to wait for them to get us to this Green New Deal part of being, you know, all clean energy and dependent upon the wind and the sun. And like I said, that all sounds great, except in real life, it really doesn't work. And we saw that example in Texas over this winter, didn't we? Yeah, we did. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's not likely to support the proposal. What does that mean? Not likely. Why doesn't he come out and say, hell no, I'm not supporting that boondoggle of a proposal? Wouldn't you think that that's what the minority leader would say? But no, not Mitch McConnell. He's not likely to support that. They must all be so glad that President Trump's gone and they can get back to the same old business of being on the same side. You know what I mean? I'm not likely to support that. Is that what we want out of our minority leader? If assuming that you're on the right, is that what you want to hear? That he's not likely to support this proposal? No, you want to hear, hell no, I'm not supporting that proposal. I'm going to do everything I can to fight it. Right? Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, I look forward to working with President Biden to pass a big, bold plan that will drive America forward for decades to come. That's the scary part. Yes, this is going to affect us for decades to come.
You're listening to the Freight Train of Leadership Accountability, and Kelly Golden is the conductor. Back to the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Hey, it's Blazing this Friday morning. Thanks for tuning in. So I was talking about President Biden's $2 trillion that we're going to lay around the necks of our kids and grandkids for generations to come. His $2 trillion infrastructure plan, which I called the Green New Deal in disguise. And just in case you thought I was exaggerating about that, let me quote Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She says, one thing that I'm very excited about is that I do believe that we have been able to influence a lot of the thinking on climate and infrastructure. As much as I think some parts of the party try to avoid saying Green New Deal and really dance around and try not to use that term, ultimately, the framework, I think, has been adopted. So there you go. On the line with me, Scott. Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Blaze. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
So you mentioned the part about electric vehicles.
Yes,
and
sir.
It just occurs to me as a thinking person that when the eventual hurricane hits the Gulf Coast of the Southeast United States, fortunately for a week or two, and we have a good percentage of people that are driving electric vehicles at some point, how are those folks going to get to the store?
Well, you
or
see, Scott,
to the doctor's appointment.
Well, because
there's going to be no way to charge that old vehicle anymore.
Well, because of the fact that we've adopted electric vehicles, there will be no more hurricanes, Scott.
That's right. I forgot. Because, of course, global warming isn't really global warming. It's climate change.
Yes, we've solved climate change
we'll
at that point by adopting
carbon.
Those.
We will.
So that's
we'll solve the carbon problem. Yeah, absolutely. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, think of all that. Look at what happened in Texas over the winter. The windmills freezing up and everything else, and these poor people are freezing to death in Texas because some inclement weather hit. And this is in the 21st century that these things are happening. By our own means, you know, we've had the problem to solve that for hundreds of years now, a couple hundred years anyway. And and look at what's happening because of the stupidity that we adopt and the politicians that we elect.
Well, it's the sheer stupidity of that. It's the not think. It's the not thinking forward, and it's no common sense. That's part of the problem. And with electric vehicles, think about it. When are electric vehicles going to be affordable for the average person? How many years down the road is that going to be?
I mean,
I can tell you right now, the average person driving a Honda, you know, some small Honda or some small Ford, Ford Fiesta or something, is not going to be able to afford an electric vehicle anytime in the next 10 years. Not going to happen.
Well, somebody driving a car like that, I actually read a whole piece that went through the whole process and looked at it economically and said the most efficient and economic vehicle that you can drive is actually still a little four-banger gas engine car.
That's right. And like it or not, gasoline or fossil-powered engines are still the most efficient of all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only through government subsidy and propping it up that it becomes not so. And then now we're investing in putting in these power stations all across the country. And you know what? If you want to buy an electric car, I have no problem with that. Go for it. But don't mandate that I have to buy one, too.
Absolutely, because it's going to cost me a lot more money. And like I said, long-term-wise, when we suddenly don't have power, or what happens in California... frequently, brownouts, you can't charge your vehicle. So say you're almost, you've almost exhausted your charge in your vehicle. Oh, there's a brownout today. So we don't have enough power plants, of course. Guess what? You're stuck. You're going to be sitting at that store or wherever you are in the middle of nowhere waiting for the power to come back on, and then another hour at least to get some kind of charge on your vehicle.
No, that's right. They can't even run their air conditioners in California. They can't even run their air conditioners because of these brownouts.
Right.
But all of a sudden, they're going to have the capacity to charge these millions of electric cars. Yeah. It's stupid, like we said, Scott. And I appreciate the call this morning.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.